Okay, today's daf is daf and beis. Let's begin Maseches Nida. So Mish begins, the Masech begins, Shammai Omer Ka Nashim Dayin Shaitan. The Shammai holds that all women, they die in Shaitan, they judge based on the moment that they saw Dam Nida. So what that means is, if you look at Rashi, the very top here, Shammai Omer Ka Nashim Dayin Shaitan, Imirasa Dam, if they see blood, Dailanu Im Titma Chuma Vitaros Shetiga Behen Mishas Ri'iyah Ve'elech. They only have to assume that they're tummy from the moment they saw. They don't have to look back and say, well, maybe I touched Chuma or Taros 20 minutes ago. Maybe I was already Dam Nida at that point and it was Matamiyat. They don't have to look back. They only look forward. V'lo Amrinan, says Rashbi, don't say, Ki Heicha Dehasha Ishtakech Dam Bebeis Achiton. Just like now they found blood Beis Achiton, which makes them tummy. If there's dam internally, it doesn't make a person tame. So if the dam already leaves the body, so just like there's a dam now bebeis achitzon, I have a bat kenami mekame hachi. But had I checked earlier, have ishakech, I would have found blood there as well. We don't say that. Says beis shamai. We just assume mikan ulaba die in shaitan. They die in based on the shah, based on the moment they found that. We don't assume anything earlier. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, well, part of the underlying point, we're going to learn a lot about Nida, of course, and Tumah Vatara, but part of the point here is, when it comes to various Tumas, it's important to know this particular Yisod, there are many ways to break down Tumas, but one way is based on Tumas Maga and Tumas Re'iyah. Certain things are based on when a person touches a mace, amtame, and there's Re'iyah when you see Dam, and when you see Shifchazera, when you see Zav, it's Re'iyah versus Maga. So when it comes to Tumas Nida, it's based on Tumas Ri'iyah, seeing it. So although it might be internal, it's only the moment that one sees it is one considered Tumah. If they hadn't yet seen it, even though it could have been seen, but if they didn't see it, that does not render them Tumah. But Hillel argues, Hillel says, no. Hillel Omer, Mipkida, Lipkida, Vafilu Yam Harbe. From Pkida is a lashon of a pocket of Sarah, but it's referring to when he checked, the Bedika, when she last checked. So if she checked, let's say she found blood Monday evening, and she checked Monday morning, and there's no blood Monday morning, but she checked Monday evening, and there is blood, we assume she's tummy all the way back into the morning when she did the last pekida. And says the Mishnah, Vafilu Yom Harbi, let's say she checked last a week ago, so she checked Monday prior, and now she found the Monday afterwards blood, we assume everything in between is in fact tummy. We go mipekida, pekida, we look backwards, we go lemafreya, according to the Shita of Hillel. And then comes along Chacham say a pshara, they say a compromise, they say no. Lo kedivrei zeh, we don't assume like either one. Ela me'eish le'eish, me'me'etes aydei pekidim tekida, u'me'pekida le'pekida, me'me'etes aydei me'eish le'eish. What does that mean? So they say that it can never go further than 24 hours. So what that means is that 24 hours decreases me'pekida le'pekida. Let's say her last check, her last bedika was a week ago. We don't go back on the fair a week, we only go as most Me'eish le'eish, the full 24 hours, we never go further than that. And also, Mepkida could also be Ma'etes, could also decrease the 24 hours. Let's say she checked Monday morning and she saw Monday night. Well, we don't say go back to the previous Monday night 24 hours. Since there was a Pekida, there was a Bedika in the morning, the Bedika is able to decrease it only to the past 12 hours. So whichever one is less, either Me'eish le'eish is less, well, the Pekida is less, that's as far back as we would go to Mimetame, the Chuma, and the Taros, according to the Shita of the Chacham. The Mishnah now says, Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset, any woman that has a Veset is where she has a regular time, a regular day to see it, so then, Daya Shaita. So if a woman has established a veset, vestos are one of the hardest things to understand in Nida, hard to understand how it works conceptually, also hard to just make the calculations, but let's say a woman has a set time, she sees every single chaf vav of the month. Today is the chaf vav Tishrei, so she sees every single chaf vav of the month. So then, let's say she found on the chaf vav, we don't say, oh, go back 24 hours, go back to the previous Bedika. When a person establishes a veset, that tells us that she only sees it when she saw it. We don't assume it happened l'mafrei. That's the understanding of the Mishnah. The moment she saw it, Dai Shaita means she only has to be metame from that point on, mikanu laba, but we don't have to go back at all. Rashi explains Dai Shaita. If you look at Rashi, around 8 wide lines down, the end of the line says Dai Shaita. V'lek lememer, you can't say the meikara havahasam, it was there earlier, devade orech bizmanaba, comes in the right time. Now, there are many vestos. The vestos based on days, is based on times. So whatever the veset is, if she has a veset, she has a set time where she sees things, she established a chazaka, we don't have to go to mafreya at all, according to both Hillel and the Shita of the chacham. The Mishnah then says, HaMeshamesh is be'edema harezek pekida. So a person has tashmish and they use edim, which is a way of saying they do bedika. So Rashi explains what the lashon is, HaMeshamesh is be'edem. Shebat ka'atma be'ed, that she had checked herself with an aid, with a type of cloth. The hainu besadin, a cloth. Kodem tashmish ula achar tashmish. She does a bedika before tashmish. She does a bedika after tashmish. So that bedika, that serves as a pekida. That's a real, full, bona fide bedika. Umimaetes ayad meisleis vayad mipkida bekida. So this also, all the Mishnah is telling us here is that the bedika done before tashmish, the bedika done after tashmish, serves the same function as a general pekida, and therefore it's going to decrease the time of how far back in the frayo go, just like a general pekida would as well. So ketad, how does that work? Keta dayashaita. How does one dayashaita? So if you have a situation where a person's dayashaita, so what exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah says that hayitza yosheves b'mita, let's say she's sitting down on a bed, on a bench or something, vasuka b'taros, and she's involved in taros, upirsha v'rasa, then she, some blood had left the body, and she saw it, she noticed it, hi temeya, v'hein tahoros, she's tamay, because now she's tamay, she's not touching it. She was just being osik in taros. And then she separates, she's pierced, she separates from the taros, she stands up and finds herself damnida. We say that she's tameh, but we don't say, well, 30 seconds ago you were touching the taros, those are also tameh, those remain tahor. The Ava Pish Amru Metameh Le'es Le'es, even though we assume that a person's Metameh Me'es Le'es is going back to the Sheet of Chachamim, this is, you see, you look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, we just shifted gears right now. So Rashi says, Afa Pisha Amru, Ashein La Vesis Kai. When the Mishnah just said Dayashaita, how that worked, that was going on to a woman who's established a Vesic. A woman has a Vesic, she's Dayashaita, we only assume Mikan Laba, we don't go back to Mafreya. But a woman who doesn't have a Vesic, and we assume she goes back the past 24 hours, or she goes back to the previous Pekida, so even though we say we're Metame Meisleis, we go back to Mafreya, still Eina Mona El Mishas Sherasa, thank you. We only count from the moment moving forward. Doesn't mean we count. So in terms of how many days she's Nida, we don't say, well, maybe since the last Pekida was yesterday on Sunday, we should count the 5 days of Nida from Sunday. No, we only count the 5 days from when she saw, even though we're Metame L'chumra from Meisleis.
When it says he tamei avehim tehoros, he goes on somebody who has a veset, and the next one he goes back on what she doesn't have.
Exactly right. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know now, my taima de shame. What's the reason why shame felt that if she saw dam now, we say dayashaita. How come he doesn't say to go back to the previous 24 hours or whatever that shir might be? So my taima de shame. So Gemara explains kasavra. Hamed isha cheskasa. We have something called the status quo. A chazaka, and we assume the woman goes based on the previous status quo, and her status quo was that she was tahor. And therefore, Isha Bechezkas Torah, up until she saw the dam, she was completely tahor, so Bechezkas Torah Omedes. And therefore, we don't have to go back to Mafrei at all. The Hillel, so what is Hillel going to respond? Doesn't he also hold of a chazaka? The Hillel, Ki Amra Hamed Davar Al Cheskas, when do we say that we assume the status quo? Hecha de Leslei Reisa Migufa. That's only when there's no indication that something went wrong. There's no Reisa. There's no Ra. There's nothing that breaks the Chazaka. We assume status quo until something changes that status quo. Aval Itzisa, when it comes to a woman, Kevan de Migufa Kachazah, since the blood came from her body, Lo Arminan Ok Machazkaza, you can't say we assume it's a Chazaka. There's a Reza, she just saw Dam Nida right now. You can't go assume a Chazaka if there's something saying that the Chazaka doesn't really exist anymore. And therefore, he goes back to Mefrei and say we're Metame until we know the last time she was completely Tahar. Okay, so that's the Machlokas. Again, the way, the simple understanding, there's a lot to talk about here. Very heavy sugyas here of chazaka and robes, as we'll see. But the simple understanding here is when there's a reyesa megufa, when there's a reyesa from the person herself or himself, is that going to break up a previous status quo or will it not? That's the machlokas between Shammai and Hillel. So Gemara now is going to go through a number of different areas we have, similar models where we say differently. So Gemara says first, Maishna mi mikvah. How does this differ from the case of a mikvah? So this is a question Rashi points out that's going to be challenging both Shammai and Hillel. So what's the case of the mikvah? So Gemara quotes a Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us a Maseches Mikvos. Mikvah shenimnad v'nimsa chasar. So let's say you measure mikvah. We know the shiva mikvah has to be 40 sa. So 40 sa, you measure it out, and it turns out there's only 39 sa. So what happens? Kol taros shenasu agabav l'mafreya. All the taros that were performed, that someone went to the mikvah, and Rashi explained referring to shenasu agabav taros, shenishtamlu b'kelim shetavlubo. I had a kli that was tameh. I put it in the mikvah made a tahor. I went ahead and I used it for a number of tyros. Turns out that the Gemara says, now I measure the mikvah, and the mikvah is actually missing a shear of a saw. So now we say, Ulmafreya, all the kalim that was nitbulu, that went to the mikvah, are really not tahor. And all the tyros that these kalim touched, the kalim are metame now, these tyros. So the Mishnah says, Nimsa chaser, kol taros shenasu agabav, l'mafreya, are all going to become tamei, bein b'rishis harabim, bein b'rishis yachid, tameos. Whether or not the mikveh stands in a place of b'rishis harabim, where we normally say safek b'rishis harabim is tahor, whether it stands in a place that's b'rishis yachid, which we say safek b'rishis yachid by tuma is tamei, regardless of where the safek took place, we say tamei, l'mafreya, all the taros. Okay, so what's the question? So Gemara says, it doesn't say anything, right?
It doesn't say anything at all.
So the Gemara is going to bet it's going to. It seems like the last time you checked, right? So the Gemara says l'shamai kasha l'mafreya l'hilal kasha vada. So what's the question here? According to Shammai, the question is l'mafreya, because Shammai says we only assume moving forward. Mekan laba dayin shaita. According to Hillel, he says the question is vada, because according to Hillel, if you look at Rashi. Rashi said, oh, Rashi didn't say here. That's a Gemara explains down. Lehilo kasha vadai deilu meis laish shebenida tolin. When it came to the shop, Hillel's psak, that a woman who sees nida, we say lemafreya, it's all tame till a previous pekida. It was only tame midin safek. Tolin means it's retola, where it's hanging. It's safek whether it's tame. We say lo ochlin velo sorfim. We don't eat the taros because maybe it's tame. We also don't burn the taros because maybe it's not tamei. You can't burn taros unless they're tamei. So he says it's only a suffix by the case of nidil mafreya. The ilu hacha, when it comes to this case of mikvos, hacha tumavadai, the mishnah sounds like it's tumavadai, and we say sum mafreya, it's vada, not simply a suffix. So it's a question both on Shammai and on Hillel. And the Gemara says no. Hasa mishum diklamei marhemet tamei chaskaso ve'ema lo tavo. The reason why the mikveh case is because what was the status quo of the kalim? The kalim's previous status quo was, it was tameh. So once we have the suffix by the mikveh, we have to assume back to the cheskas kama, which is going to tell us that it's all tameh. And that's why we assume l'mafreya according to Shammai. That's why we assume avadai according to Hillel. Gemara says, no, adarabba, hemed mikveh cheskaso. V'ema lo chaser. Why are you focusing on the status quo of the kalim? Focus on the status quo of the mikvah, and the mikvah's chazaka was that it was a full mikvah, 40 saw. And therefore we should say everything's tahor. So Gemara said, well, harei chaser l'fanecha. Well, look at the mikvah now, it's missing something. So you can't, the chazaka is ruined. So Gemara said, hachanami, harei dam l'fanecha. Same thing by the case of Nida. We've seen dam in front of us, so shouldn't that establish there's no chazaka before this either? So Gemara says, no, hashehu dechazia. So no, she only saw right now. So Gemara says, so here's will. Hachanami, hashu dechasim. Maybe right now is when the water evaporated. So just like it may just happen this moment. So Gemara says, no, hachi hashu over there. Hachi, and this now let's understand the two cases. Hasam miklame mar chasar ve'asav chasar ve'asa. But the case of the mikvah, we know water slowly evaporates. It takes time. It's gradual. So you can't say hashah hu dechaser. You don't just miss like one saw, just doesn't disappear. It gradually evaporates. Hacha mi ikle meimar, here by the case of a woman. Ikle meimar chazi v'asi chazi v'asi. Do you say that the dam slowly comes out? No, it's either here or it's not here. It doesn't slowly come out. It doesn't slowly evaporate like the case of mayim. Mar says, why not? My kusha, what's your problem? Duma hagas hagas chazisa. So maybe what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hagas hagas lashon revia shadam holich v'gadol v'dom alo b'masecha shviyas, that it slowly does come out. Maybe it does. Maybe it has the same, just like the mayim slowly evaporates, maybe the dam slowly comes out. So maybe the two cases are very comparable. So right now we have gone back to square one. Why is the psak by mikvah different for both Hillel and Shammai as opposed to the case of the Mishnah here in Maseches Nida? So Gemara said, tell you the real chilek. Hasam ika tarti l'reasa, hacha chadil l'reasa. In the case of the mikvah, there are two negatives, and by the case of Nida, there's only one negative. What are the two negatives by the case of the mikvah? So Rashi explains here that number one is that the chazaka of the kelim are tameh, and number two problem is that the mikvah is missing something in front of us. So there's a two. Both is a chisaron in the mikvah, and there's a reisa in the kelim. When it comes to the case of Nida, there's only one reisa that right now she saw dam Nida, and therefore it's a question of numbers. So by two reisas, we assume l'mafreya, according to Shammai, we assume even vadai. When there's only one reisa, so Shammai says we don't go l'mafreya, and Hillel says we only go safek l'mafreya. Fine. So that's the question of mikvah. The Gemara now says, okay, what about the case maishna mechaves? How does this differ from the case of a chaves? What's the case of a chaves? And Rashi just points out that we should pay attention, that this is only a question to the opinion of Beis Shammai, that we're going to see that by the case of the chaves, we do say we go back l'mafreya. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that appears in, it's a Tosefta actually, in Maseches Shumos. The Mishnah says, Ditnan, it really should be Tanya of some sort, Haya bodek es achavis, a person checks the chavis, lios mafish ala chuma. The guy's got a big container of whatever's inside there, I don't know, grapes or something, and then turns out, and he wants to be mafish chuma, to give it to the Kohen. So he wants to be mafish ala chuma v'holich. Turns out the wine went bad. It turned into vinegar of some sort. It went bad. And the din is you're not supposed to give chometz as a chuma. So what happens? So Gemara says, kol shloshi yamim harishon machol, because whether this gear is here or not. So the first 3 days, vadai mikan ve'elech safek. So what's going on? If you look at Rashi, Rashi said there's a machlokas how to understand this Gemara. So Rashi says 4 wide lines down. He writes, "Kol shloshi yamim vaday pluks the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi bebaba basra perkamocher peros daf tadivav." The Rabbi Yochanan Omer, when it says kol shloshi yamim all 3 days, it means la'achar bedika. After you've checked it and you find that bedika rishona shematza becheskas avadayim. When you checked it last week, let's say, and you saw it was vaday wine, that was the first bedika. So those first 3 days, you could assume wine doesn't turn to vinegar in 3 days. The first 3 days after you checked, that's all vaday wine. Vim amar besoch gimel yomim hareza chuma. Had you said within the first 3 days, even though you weren't watching it, I checked it on Sunday. Then I said, I want on Tuesday, you said, I want that wine to be chuma. That's good. Because the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you could assume it's all vaday wine. So that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Al elu somchin la kulam mitukanos mi. It's all mitukan. It's all fixed. However, mikan ve'elech from day 4 and on, it's a suffix. We don't know if it already changed from wine to vinegar. V'chumahi v'yachs of yichum. We have to do another chuma. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer says Rashi kol shloshi yamim kodem bedika achrona. No, the first 3 days prior to your last check. So then, shenim tzchometz, where you found the chometz, that's vadei chometz. That certainly was the chometz. I found that chometz, let's say, the Monday afterwards, or the Tuesday afterwards, let's say. So Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday, those 3 days, we all assume it's vadei, which means if I took chuma on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's all no good. The chayim de'ach shev chometz gomer, since right now I found on Tuesday that's vinegar, vadei ein pachos megimel yamim shishchel ha'achmet. Certainly the past 3 days was chometz as well. But if I did a chuma, osan gimel yomim chuma, al makom acher, ain't no chuma, it's not a good chuma. But if it's anything before that, if it's 4 or 5 days earlier than when I found the chometz, that's a case of suffix. Okay, so that's a machlokas of Yochanan or Yeshua ben Levi. How to understand those 3 days when it describes this in the Tosefta?
The machlokas is only when one falls on top of the other, meaning when if you deduct 3 or you add 3, they overlap. That's only machlokas.
Say it again.
If they overlap the days after Sunday, meaning let's say he checked on Monday, and you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Let's say Friday he found it.
No, I don't think so, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the 3 days prior to finding it chometz, I think he would say it's a suffix. But according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, those 3 days prior to chometz is vade, no good.
He didn't say, he said it's good, it's not a suffix. He says the first 3 days after you check
it. Oh, after you check it, that's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's only suffix, good.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So the 3 days, so the only machlokas is when the 3 days overlap after and before, whatever is before or after that.
No, okay, you could have 2 weeks in between.
But then they would both agree.
No, because if I had Bedik Rishona, 3 days after Bedik Rishona, according to Yochanan, are good.
Yeah, but that's the fourth day he already agrees it's bad.
Right, but those 3 days afterwards, according to Shimon Levi, it's a case of a suffix. Even though it was 2 weeks ago.
So he says that 3 days before, for sure, is bad. is tamei.
And anything before that is safek.
He says everything before that is safek. Yeah. Till the last check.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you say,
I think so.
That's what he says. So he's very machmir.
Yeah.
Like you could have checked one, and then a year later, then he that whole year.
I think that's what it seems. I think so.
I understand
that. Fine. So then the Gemara said, okay, so this is the case. So back inside the Gemara again, the Gemara says, Ma'ishna mechavis, titzan hayabodek et a chavis, lios mafishalet, chuma vaholech, vachakakanim tachomets. So koshoshiyomim are all vadai. Now, vadai meant different things to Rabbi Yochanan and to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Either it was vadai chomets according to one opinion, or it's vadai yain according to the other opinion. Whatever it is, it's vadai. Mikan ve'elech, from that point on, it's a safik. It's a safik beyond those 3 days. So kasha l'shamai, there's a kasha to Shammai. So why the kasha? Because we see we do go back l'mafreya according to this Gemara. And we don't assume it was all good. We don't say midayin shai to just say it's all bad from this point on mikana l'ba. We look back l'mafreya. That's against Shammai. So Gemara says no. Ha sam mishum over there by the case of the chaves mishum de iklamei marhemeda tevel chazkaso. You should assume that the grapes, the wine, is based on the previous chazaka, which is that it's tevel veimalom nitakin, and therefore be machmir and say it was never fixed. It's the previous chazaka was bad in the case of the chaves. Gemara says no. Adarabba hemed yain al chazkaso. Don't focus on the status of the wine. Focus on the mitzis of the wine. And since the previous chazaka was that it was wine, ema lo hechmetz. Let's assume it didn't transfer. It didn't go bad. It didn't go sour. So Gemara said, well, you can say lo hechmetz because harei hechmetz lefanecha. It's vinegar in front of us. So shouldn't that assume that it was chomets beforehand as well? Gemara says, well, here as well. Hachanami harei dam lefanecha. The blood's in front of us. But we don't say look back according to Shammai. Gemara says, no, hashta huda chazi. No, because by the dam, we say right now she saw, but 2 minutes ago she didn't see. Hasanami, hashu de hichmetz, here as well. Maybe right now became chomets, and 2 minutes ago it wasn't chomets. The Gemara says, no, hachi hashta, let's understand this. Hasam iko over there by the case of the chomets, iklameimar hichmetz vasa, hichmetz vasa. We know wine doesn't just turn to chomets in 5 seconds. It takes days, it takes hours, it takes time. So it slowly gets bad and bad. Therefore, you could assume it wasn't just now that it became chometz, it was earlier it became chometz, according to Shammai. So Gemara says, but hacha, mi ike, by the case of the nida, mi klamemer, is there room to say, chaz v'ase, the blood slowly comes? No, she becomes dam the moment it comes out, and 5 seconds ago there was no dam. Gemara says, my kusha, why is that problematic? Dilma hagas hagas chazisa, maybe the blood did slowly come out, just like the chometz slowly became chometz. Gemara says, no. So the difference is, but case of nida, there's only one thing against it. There's only one reyesa, that there's dam now. By the case of the chavis, there are 2 things. One is it's chometz. Number 2 is the previous chazaka was that it was tevel, and therefore, since it's tartil reyesa, we have to assume the worst. Even Shammai would agree, limafre.
So it's the same case, basically.
Pretty comparable, yes. So then the Gemara says, let's go back. Now this case goes a little bit deep into the next daf, but we have time now. So the Gemara says, my shna hacha, no sorry, rami chavis amikvah. Now after we, let's take nida out of the picture. And Ricky just said, well, isn't the mikvah case the same as the chavis case? The Gemara is going to say, no, let's ask a question. There seems to be a contradiction, bein chavis, bein mikvah. So rami chavis amikvah. Maishna hacha, vadai maishna hacha safik. How come by the case of the chavis, we assumed everything was a safik? We don't know. We don't know if it was yayin or chomet, so we assumed just stay away. But the case of mikvah, we said it was vadai tame. So that's a contradiction between the case of chavis and mikvah. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, man tana chavis. Who is the author of the case of the chavis, the case of the yayin shehichmetz? That's the shita of Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimon, in fact, is consistent. The legabe mikvah nami sveka mashulei. He assumed by the case of the mikvah, it would also be a case of a suffix, and therefore Rabbi Shimon is consistent. How do we see this? Where do we see this? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us as follows that mikvah shenimnar v'nipsa chaser. If you find you measure mikvah, turns out it's less than 40 sa, and kol ataros shenasa gabav l'mafreya bein b'shus harabim bein b'shus yachid are all tameos. That's the mission we quoted above. And now we're adding on Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bishus Harabim Tahoros, Bishus HaYachid Tolin. So there's a din, we'll see in just a second, how do we know this in a second, but when there's a general rule that a Safik Tameh Bishus HaYachid is Tameh, and a Safik Tameh Bishus Harabim is Tahor. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, this is not Vaday Tameh. The Tanakam holds Vaday Tameh. Why is it? How do we know it's vada tame according to Tanakama? Because he does not mechay between Rishas Harav and Rishas Yochid. It's tame no matter where you are. So he assumes when the mikvah shenimnan v'nimtzachaser, it's vada tame no matter where you are. Rabbi Shimon says it's not vada tame. It's only a safek tame, and therefore, since it's safek, there is a chiluk. Where is the safek? Where is the mikvah? If the mikvah is in Rishas Harabim, so safek Rishas Harabim, we assume tahor. If the mikvah is in Rishas Yochid, we assume safek tuma Rishas Yochid is in fact. And that's the difference. And therefore, according to Tanakama, holds Vada Tamei, he would also assume by the case of a Chavis, it would also be Vadai no good either.
The suffix here is that how long was the Mikvah Chaser?
We assume
that in the Rishus Haravim, it was Chaser more time than Rishus Hayachid.
We assume. Opposite.
It's interesting, just on the same...
Same thing, exactly. The Gemara wants to, how do you know? So it's based on Gzeres HaKasev. It doesn't seem to be logical,
right, but
the Gemara says it's follows. So if you look on the top of Gimel, go a few lines down now, the Gemara says, Shneim lo lamdu ela misota. They both learn this from the sota, sota being the source. Rabbanin savre ki sota, Rabban hold, it's the din of sota, which means... Ma sota safeku vaso kivadai hachanami safek vaso kivadai. So how can Rabbanan assume that this mikvah says shenimda v'nim tachaser? We assume it's vaday tamei. It's the same thing as a sota, even though a case of sota. We have no idea what happened in that room with the two of them by themselves, but we assume the worst. We assume Vavdai. Here as well, even though we don't know the halachas of what happened with the mitzis, what happened with the mikvah, we assume Vavdai, just like a case of a sota. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you're going to assume sota is the basis for assuming a case of a mikvah, a vada tame, imi sota, ema ki sota, and then really learn from every din from sota, which is what? Ma sota b'shis rabim tor, hachanami b'shis rabim tor. If you have a woman who's with the man, who the husband was mekane, and they're together in b'shis rabim, just the two of them talking, we don't assume tame there, we don't assume she's aser. Mm-hmm. So here as well, the mikvah and b'shis rabim should also be tor. And the Gemara says, and we'll just stop, maybe we'll go a few lines and we'll stop there. Hachi hashi, let's understand this case. Hachi hashta, hasa mishum stirahu. The whole idea of a sota is based on stira, the being besaser in the secrecy. The stira b'shus rabim leka. There's no stira in b'shus rabim. It doesn't exist. It's lacking the required context. Hacha mishum chaser. When it comes to mikvah, it's all based on chaser. So chaser, there's no difference. Mali chaser b'shus rabim, mali chaser b'shus yachid, and therefore you don't have to fully take it to the extreme of connecting it from a case to a case of sota. Okay, we'll stop here. It's in the middle of the piece here, but I guess we'll stop here and let you guys do the rest of it tomorrow.
Is there any?